There's nothing quite as boring as listening to information you've heard before, presented the same way you've heard it presented before. Since I used to fly quite a bit, I heard the flight attendants' announcements many, many times. And to be honest, I got to the point where I didn't pay a lot of attention because, you know, it was predictable. Usually. But there was this one flight. Yeah, we had a flight attendant who kept throwing in humorous surprises and fresh ways of saying things. Everyone was listening to him. Like he said, "Now we're preparing for landing, and you need to put your seats in the upright and most uncomfortable position." We all laughed. And then I liked the part where he said, "The captain has turned on the seatbelt sign, which is an indication he has finally found the airport." I love it. Sounds unpredictable, you know? This man knew something about communication. If you have important information to communicate, don't be so predictable. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a parent's best classroom. God has given moms and dads some really important announcements for them to make to their children. He actually talks about them in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'll begin reading at verse 5. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts, then impress them on your children." Well, we try to do that. I mean, if you're a Christian parent, I'm sure you try to impress the ways of God, the teachings of God, the boundaries of God on your children. But sometimes our children respond with the same kind of, well, disinterest that I did to those predictable airline announcements. They know what you're going to say before you say it. So maybe it isn't enough that we teach our children about the Lord. We need to do it in ways and in places where it's not so predictable. So maybe we'll have their full attention. In the rest of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, Moses tells us how to do that. "Talk about them," that's God's commandments, "when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up." See, sometimes we get immune to hearing a biblical truth the way it's always been presented, in a place we always hear it. We kind of have practiced responses to a sermon or to family devotions. We know what to expect. We know how we're supposed to act. It's predictable. But there's something disarming about God talk in the middle of everyday activity, the classroom of everyday life. See, the best place for your son or daughter or grandchild to see God at work might be on the baseball field or on the way to the store with you. Suddenly some question comes up that gives you a teachable moment. Grab that. Maybe it's debriefing their day over a Big Mac, or maybe it's in those mellow bedtime moments, or riding along with you to all the places you chauffeur them. That's the classroom of everyday life, the best place to learn about the God that, I hope as the Bible says, you love with all your heart. Don't just depend on formal settings to get the job done. Not when you want to introduce God to your child. They may shut down for the formal announcements. But look for God together in the ordinary, the relaxed, the everyday, God sightings. As a parent, you have the blessed responsibility of passing on God's announcements to kids that He has entrusted to you. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Listen, if you're a parent and you're doing it without that relationship with God, and you know your kids have shown you, you see enough of you in them to know that you need a Savior for your needs. Well, this might be what exactly your starting point today, to say, "Jesus, I am yours. You died for my self-centeredness, my sin. I need you. My family needs me to know you." Tell them today, "I'm yours." Check out our website today, would you? anewstory.com. Jesus comes into you, and when He does, He comes into your family. And things are never the same.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.